root sin, which makes it even more dangerous. I thought of Brother Eugene Clark. He told that one Sunday after he preached a message, a church member lady came up to him and said, "Brother Clark, I want to be the first to tell you that was the greatest message I've ever heard." And he said, "Satan already beat you to it." And that's true. It really is. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank the Lord. The result is I shall not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And this is what we've been looking at. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Again, last week, looking at the various means in which God leads his people. Included in all of them is the first one we mentioned, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always involved in God's leading of his people. But he leadeth me. That's present tense. When you think about God's leadership, it'll spare your life. It'll save your life. It has. How many times, because of God's leadership, whether it be gentle persuasion or whether it be by a strong hand, God does both. He spares us from many things that we would have brought into our lives. God's leadership is of the utmost importance. It's something that very few of God's people seem to have much of a grasp upon. People have some pretty fleshly ideas as far as how they go about determining leadership of the Lord. It's not something that you can fully explain. You just know when it happens. One of the means that God uses, of course, is his word. And again, I believe God always uses his word to some degree in his leadership. His word, of course, is the utmost importance in our life. God, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, speaks through his word, uses his word to reveal God's directions. It's through his word that, through the precepts of his word and the principles. And that's another thing people fail to understand today. God's word teaches principles. There may not be a direct command, "Do not smoke a cigarette." But there's principles. There's principles. We need to be aware of the principles of God. He uses his word to reveal his direction through examples. He gives us example after example. He uses his word in a negative and a positive way. He can use his word to condemn. He can use his word to encourage. But he uses the word to show us his standards. And again, he leads us according to his standards. He uses his word to show us the way to God. God never, and I mean never, leads his children further away from him. He never moves them in an opposite direction of God. And God's word does not take us further from God. God's word will take us to God. God's word, of course, instructs us how to live, both by direct command, prohibitions, examples, principles. And God never leads contrary to his word. Never. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Doesn't matter what someone else thinks. The Holy Spirit dwelling in us never leads contrary to his word. We need to realize the value of that and hold dear the word of God. Of course, God uses his word to produce and increase faith, which of course is a necessary ingredient, if you will, to following the Lord's leadership. He'll use his word to convert, to turn us, which again is another form of his leadership. He'll use his word to illuminate, to reveal, which again is another way of him leading. He will use his word to convict. To convict, which again is another form of his leadership. And to restrain. To restrain us from sinful tendencies. To restrain us from our own ways and our own thinking. He uses his word to bring comfort and rejoicing of heart, which again is part of his leadership. He uses his word to stimulate us and to equip us. Again, all parts of his leadership. Notice in Psalm 119 in verse 105. It's a very familiar verse of Scripture, but most have not really thought about what this verse is saying. He's talking about the word. He said, "The word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path." A lamp and a light. And, in addition to. So it's two different things. The word lamp, of course, in Bible days would have been a small, round, bowl-like container, much like a lantern today. And it would provide enough light. It wouldn't provide a wide range of light, but it would provide enough light for our steps. And notice what is connected to that lamp. The word is a lamp unto my feet. Unto my feet. My steps. Just enough light to take a step. And that's how God uses his word many times. We like to see the big picture. We want to see the whole thing. Well, God usually doesn't lead that way. He does at times, but it's pretty rare. He gives us enough light to take a step. And that requires faith. And then he'll give you enough light to take another step. So the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I believe this is a much broader light. You say, well, why do you say that? Well, because it's connected to path. Path is much broader than feet. I mean, feet, we're talking about a step. A path. So God's word is sufficient to guide my steps. One step at a time. Sometimes God's word will give us enough light to take one step, two steps. And that's as far as we go for a while. And you better not move until you have light for your next step. And that's how God works. Other times, we're just walking along and there's the whole path is lit. So you have two different degrees here of leadership. Thy word is a lamp under my feet. It's sufficient for a step. And it is sufficient for the entire path. So the word of God has a source of light. Light brings clarity. Brings clarity. Sometimes God gives us enough clarity to take one step. Sometimes there's enough clarity to walk a long ways. But God uses his word to give clarity. The mistake that people make, we all do, is God gives us enough light to take 12 steps, and then there's nothing more for a while, so we then at that point take matters in our own hand. And that's very dangerous. We just need to keep stay in the Word, keep depending on the Spirit of God, and He'll guide. So God's Word gives clarity. And how wonderful it is to have clarity to us, to each step. And I believe we can have that. God's Word reveals, and it dispels darkness. Notice in Psalm 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now, what is it to enlighten? To enlighten is to make aware. If you are enlightened about something, you have been made aware. He will enlighten my darkness. He makes me aware of my darkness, which, of course, in turn reminds us of the importance of his leadership. Darkness, of course, is emblematic of that which is mystifying. He enlightens my darkness. He makes me aware of that which is mysterious. Darkness is emblematic of ignorance and error. He makes us aware of our own ignorance. He makes us aware of our error. And in so doing, he leads us. The Word of God has a source of light, provides guidance, it provides direction, it provides instruction. Romans 15 and verse 4 tells us that all these things were written for our instruction, for our admonition, written for our example. The Word of God has a source of light, provides warning. That's part of God's leading. He warns us. Don't go there. There's trouble there. Don't go there. God's word warns us, provides protection and safety, which also is a part of the leadership of the Lord. So God, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, he's active, and he applies the Word of God to our life. In Psalm 19, verse 7 through 11, we see several things, several characteristics about the Lord's Word, and then we see several things that it does. And it's the characteristics, of course, remind us of you can depend on God's Word for leadership. What it does, again, is part of His leadership. It's perfect, and it converts the soul. It turns the soul. That's God's leadership. Not just turning our feet, but turns our soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. You can depend on it. Makes wise the simple. It's part of God's leadership. He gives wisdom. That's where wisdom is found, in following the Lord. The statutes of the Lord are right. They're always right. They're never wrong. They're always right. And they're always right for us, whatever the time. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. And there is again that word enlightening. Enlightening the eyes. Here, in direct contrast, the word of the Lord is pure, enlightening, making aware the eyes of what? What's pure? And the direct contrast, it enlightens our eyes, it makes us aware of what's pure. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. There again, God's leadership, part of it is warning. And in keeping of them is great reward. You'll never be disappointed following the Lord's leadership. There's great joy. There's great reward. God's Word as a source of light is needful. It's available. It's always sufficient. It's inextinguishable. And then there are the internal operations of the Word of God. Again, the Spirit of God is within, and He uses the Word. There's the internal operations of God's Word. In Psalm 119, verse 130, it says, the entrance of thy words. The entrance of thy words. The entrance, of course, refers to the admission of God's words. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding. So the Word of God needs to be within us. If we're going to constantly and continually experience the inward leadership of God's Word, it needs to be in us. It needs to be in our hearts. And the Bible lays great stress upon that. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Speaking of the inward aspect of God's Word. Begin reading with verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee. So it is today. God's Word's not hidden. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou should say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldst say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. All the importance of God's word being in us. Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. And wherein it dwells within, it does so richly. Proverbs 2, verse 1, the word of God is to be received. That is, it's to be accepted. It's to be embraced. It's to be received. You talk to somebody, you're trying to help them to understand something in their life or what they ought to do, and you present the word of God, and they argue. They're not interested in following the leadership of the Lord. It has to be accepted. It has to be accepted. And that's why many times if we're dealing with somebody, trying to help them, you need to just flat out ask them before you even begin, if I show you something from Scripture, are you going to accept it? Or are you going to argue? Because if you're going to argue, there's no sense in us even going any further. Needs to be received. To receive something not only means to accept it, means to embrace it. We are to embrace it. And when we have received and embraced the Word of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling within, we're now able to follow the leadership of God's Word. Again, Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of God's Word giveth, that is, it keeps on giving, it giveth light. It can be light for one step. It could be light for the whole path. But it giveth light. It giveth understanding, comprehension, and insight. Oh, you may not understand why God is leading me this way. There may be many things you don't understand, many things you don't comprehend. But the indwelling Word of God gives you the comprehension and the insight to know this is the right way. This is the right way. Why is it the right way? Because it's the way God's taking me. It's the way God is leading unto the simple. It giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. That doesn't mean the unlearned, it means the humble. So there's a spirit that goes along in following the Lord's leadership. As Brother Brad was just talking about, pride. So God uses His Word through the power of the Holy Spirit to give guidance. And thus the child of God is prepared. We follow God's leadership, we're prepared. We don't know what's up ahead, but you keep following God, you'll be prepared for it. You'll be prepared. When you're unprepared is when you go the opposite direction. It prepares us to perform good works. God doesn't lead us to perform that which isn't good. He leads us to perform good works. In closing, in 2 Timothy, this is addressed to a preacher, a pastor, but the application, of course, is much broader concerning all of us. Verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. It's all profitable. It's profitable for doctrine. It simply means teaching. That's how God leads us many times, is teaching. It's profitable for reproof. That's how God leads us sometimes. He has to reprove us for correction, which is a step further than reproof. Reproof here would be verbal. Correction would be more hands-on. For instruction in righteousness. In righteousness. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That the man of God, and again this applies to all of us, may be perfect. It is entire. Truly furnished unto all good works. So God leads. He uses the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will use His Word. The Holy Spirit will never lead contrary to His Word. His Word will not take us into paths of unrighteousness. His Word will take us into paths of righteousness. So we are blessed to be able to be led of God. We are blessed to know that God leads His people. There's a lot of people out there who will purposely lead you astray. God leads us for our own benefit, for our own good, all the time. He's not interested in destroying us. If He was, He'd do it just like that. But He's interested in our own good, and He leads. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack. I shall not lack His leadership. And what a blessing to know when we get up in the day that God's leadership is there. We don't have to go through life blind. God's leadership is there. And we realize the importance of it, we'll seek it. We'll seek it at all times. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank You, Lord, for this portion of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. We do thank You, Lord, that You are our shepherd. And all the grace and the mercy that You are our shepherd. Lord, we can never thank You enough for that simple fact that You are our shepherd. We do thank You, Lord, for Your wise leadership in our lives, and we pray, Lord, that You would help us to always be sensitive to Your guidance, Your leadership at all times in our lives. Lord, we do pray that You'd be with us today, that You would meet with us in a very special way. We pray, Lord, for those that are lost, that You would speak to their hearts, that You would open their hearts to salvation, Lord, that You would do for them what You did for us, saving their soul. Lord, we pray for those that are away. We pray for those that may not be feeling well, that You would be with them. Those who struggle with ongoing health issues, we pray, Lord, for them. We pray for the burdened. We just pray that You'd be with each one of us. You know what we need. And we just pray, Lord, that You'd draw us closer to Thee. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.